We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron is off today, but Jay Caulfield is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. You know Jay from his Penguins career, Stanley Cup champion, also from AT&T Sportsnet from his commentary on the Penguins games. Jay, how are you today?
Good, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing well. First thing I got to mention this week is this divisional format. And yeah, the games are just getting better and better. Last night was insanity. This idea that it's a playoff game every night isn't just an idea. This is phenomenal. They have seven more games against that team they played last night. You like it so far?
Yeah, I do. I mean, especially, I think the players will too. I mean, I'm sure over time, you know, you get into February, March, and it's maybe the fifth time you're playing New Jersey or something like that. It might go, but Jersey's playing good hockey, all these things. But I think for the most part, for what they had to do, I do think it's great excitement, and it does. Every game means so much. I think it's a great idea how they've done it. I look at the competitiveness in all the other divisions. I'm watching games late, like the North Division through Canada, and then you got out west. I think it's been a great move, and I think the players are all enjoying it as well. And let's see how it continues.
When I size up this division, and we're only seven games in, eight for some teams, although it's only 56 games too, so I don't know what the equivalent of that is in a full season. I see a free-for-all here, Jay. I see the Bruins and Islanders can't score. I see Washington hasn't lost in regulation, and yet they've lost three of four of their last four games. The Flyers I've watched a handful of times already, and they get outplayed every night. The Penguins have issues. And attributes. I don't know, man. I see nobody running away with this, although I think Boston, once they get Pasternak back, probably has to be the favorite. How do you size it up?
Yeah, I think I would look at it the same. I think people slighted the Penguins early-ish before the season started. I think if they just find with Kapanen sliding up and all of a sudden you start solidifying those two lines, I think they're going to have something there, and they're going to be a tough out. I truly believe that. I think also, and that is believing that the goaltending is going to be solid, all right? So I do believe that. I think Boston, when they get Pasternak back, you have to like how their game, the way they played the game last night, that's two different. There's fast, and then there's fast supporting and all over the puck, and that was Boston compared to the Rangers, who have a quick team. But Boston is a completely different. That's a different animal. I think that game last night, you see what Boston can bring. And when their goal scorer gets back into the lineup, they got something going there as well. And their goaltending tandem, Rask, you know, Halak. I mean, again, that's probably the top in the Eastern Conference right now, right? So they have great goaltending. I think Washington, they're winning without four of their main players with COVID. They're always going to be there too. I think it's going to be great. I think one of the surprises is going to be, I think, Joe, when we talked last week, I thought it was going to be really the top five, you know, including the Islanders, the Flyers. But you're right about the Flyers. They really haven't played a good game. They really have not played a complete game from beginning to end. And I think you watch the Islanders or the Flyers, one of these teams could end up being on the outside looking in. It could be somebody like Jersey's playing good. Can they sustain it? Can Buffalo get on a run? Somebody might surprise somebody, and there's going to be one or two good teams that we thought would be in might be out just because of what you said. It's a free-for-all right now.
Jay Caulfield on the line. My main takeaway last night, Jay, was that the Penguins' speed is a competitive advantage again. It hasn't been. They haven't been slow. They're never slow, but I think the rest of the league caught up to them, and now I think they've taken another step forward. They had like a handful of breakaways in regulation, or at least partial breakaways, some of them. They just looked fast, and I thought they outplayed the Bruins the last two periods.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, because with Rust is a working man, and he has speed that goes with it. And then we always see Tanev when he's out there creating what he does. He's always a thorn in the opposition side. Then you saw Kapanen come from way underneath, you know, from his defensive zone, winding it up, and Malkin finding him. If you can get it on every line, I also think somewhere, someday, Lafferty might find himself back in here. And there's another piece for me that he's a big body that they're going to need somewhere down the line. He just has to be a player that plays. He has to play the same way every night. And like certain players can be on short leashes, and you know, if he's not performing and doing those things, he'll be in that. He'll be sitting watching more than playing. I think he brings such an element, can be such a piece, and that's more speed to what you're talking about, Joe. And I won't be surprised if somewhere down the line we start to see that get back into the lineup.
What do you think plays more in the league these days, and maybe both do, because we've seen that the heavy physical teams win, and we've seen the speed teams win. Is there a place in the league for both? Because the Penguins aren't going to be the former. They're going to get pounded physically, I think, by the Bruins, the Capitals, but that doesn't mean those teams will beat them.
Yeah, I think you can be heavy, but the teams that win with heavy have heavy and a lot of talent inside that mix as well, just like Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay had a big – they bring Maroon over from St. Louis, who won the Cup the year before. He comes in, and people are right away going, wow, they're getting bigger there. I mean, it's speed, it's talent mixed with that. That's what works. You can't just have a lumbering team and lumbering defense without that blend in there. So I'm giving you kind of a cross answer because I really feel that works, because if you have it sprinkled with talent, and the Penguins do have that talent that's sprinkled in. But I mean, that's why Tampa Bay was successful. They had a heavy team, forwards that can compete down low against any other team like the Capitals. We know they play a heavy game. Really, their heavy game is one line. I mean, it's whatever line Wilson is on, that's the heavy part of their team, right? And Ovechkin, we know what he can do, but he's not playing that same way anymore. It's really Wilson, and they've got, you know, steady defense. So I don't really look at – it's just Tom Wilson in that lineup for Washington that makes us feel, hey, what do we need to compete with that? And he'll break games up, and he already did it early on. He's going to be a guy that does that, but that team is different than, say, I think Tampa Bay, bigger, heavier, but they had a lot of talent to go with it, Joe.
What do you think happens on defense now? Like, what was your sense on the Dumoulin play? It was just sort of a weird play. And do the Penguins have to pick up a veteran defenseman, a stopgap of some kind at some point here?
Yeah, I'd like to see. When I saw him go down like that when I was watching the game live, I mean, at the time, he went down like to kind of just – it looked like either it caught – that's either muscle or, you know, you don't want it to be – I don't know, because I didn't see – must have caught an edge or something, but I didn't really see that. I just saw him awkwardly go down. So I do not know. I guess obviously we'll hear today whether they say – and we hope they don't say something long-term. If they say long-term, then they're going to have to do something, because they're going deep. They're going deep into their taxi squad, their lineup, whatever's in the organization. So now this doesn't mean there's not somebody in there, but to lose – multiple left-handed defensemen now. That's the third one. That's tough. I think that's what's been very big about Joseph, who's now when you look at that, if Dumoulin's out, you could find him on the second pair tomorrow night, or you know, and he plays a solid, steady game. So that's been a great find. But deep inside the Penguins organization here, we're going to see who they call or what names we hear today. That'll be a key thing, Joe, for us to then talk about. But until we hear what names and how bad Dumoulin's hurt, we'll be able to judge off of that.
Mighty tough start for John Marino. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it has been. Even when he was on the right side, now he's going on to the left side. And, you know, it's going to be a time, you know, I think his personality will allow them to just keep fighting through this. I think they understand they're winning games. They lose last night, but they get a point. if the team was in the slide, struggling slide of not getting points, we'd have a different story. We would hear something different about it. But when you're at least getting points, it's buying him time to start to find, you know, what he needs to do and get his game back on track. And it's certainly not the physical part. It's reads. It's things like that, jumping up, maybe trying to do too much. And I'm just speaking for him. I'm not in his head. I don't know. I just know when you see somebody, when there's a bad read is when you jump up and you give a 3-0 going the other way. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's one example. So sometimes when you think you're trying to do so much and you get a big contract and you want to prove that you're worth it, you might – and listen, any contract, whatever. If you get a new contract and you're rewarded with it, you think you want to try and get out there and prove, hey, this is what I'm all about, and he might be trying to overdo things. He's got to simplify the game, get the puck to the forwards, and let them do their thing. The minus stat sometimes can be overrated – I mean, can be a misleading stat. You can be a guy that's on the ice, and it wasn't your fault one bit. But sometimes it is on you, and it's a combination. But I think his read, some of his reads that so far early in the season haven't been what we've seen, you know, going back to last year. Even to play with Wilson on the wall when Wilson came to hit him, Joe, and I think game two, kind of ducked, you know, saw, heard the hit coming and moved out of it. They take the puck and go. That's not what he did last year. So, obviously, that's stuff that I'm sure they're talking to him about. They'll address, and he's addressing it himself. I believe he's a great player, going to be a great player for a lot of years, but he's got to get on the right side, and hopefully it starts tomorrow, especially with all this weight. Maybe this added pressure too, Joe, with these guys going down, he'll rise to the occasion. I expect him to be very good tomorrow night.
Jay Caulfield on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. He's with me for the whole hour. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can also lace up your skates at the coolest place in the city. I love going here with my daughter. We go celebrate the 20th anniversary season at the rink at PPG Place, your downtown winter playground. Open daily and holidays through February 28th. Listen to 93.7 The Fan through January 29th for your chance to win a four-pack of passes. Coming up, I'm going to ask Jay to break down that 3-on-0 that happened in overtime, and also in sort of a larger sense, whether he believes that was Evgeny Malkin's best game of the year, and what do we make of Malkin through seven games. That's coming up on Cook and Joe with Jay Caulfield.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!